Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening today. It's our pleasure to have you here. Hey, you can listen to all of our archived interviews, over 350 of them, at exitcoachradio.com. Just look for the audio library. There's 35 different topic file folders, and you can find a tremendous amount of information and listen to a wide variety of advisors, authors, and thought leaders there today. Whenever you want, it's there for you, exitcoachradio.com. Our guest is Audrianne Adams-Lee from HR Network. She's been with us before. You can find her past interview there on the audio library as well. And Audrianne is with is the president and CEO of the HR Network. And, you know, she always has a tremendous amount of information for us on what's going on in employee issues, HR issues. And this year is no different. There's been new changes. California now requires paid sick leave for employees in 2015. So we're going to talk about the news there. Audrianne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How have you been? Good?
Been great. We have a doozy of a new law for employers for this year.
Okay. Well, there's always, it seems like... Every year they roll out a new list of laws, so I can't wait to hear about that. But first, tell us about a little bit about HR Network, what you do, and what's new with you.
HR Network was set up originally to provide small businesses with HR support because there isn't a lot of place for a small business to go. Either you either have to have the knowledge or the time, and for most of our small business clients, they have neither the time to go look it up, nor the time to implement what it is they need to do to be compliant. So we're there to support and help them. What's new? Well, we actually have moved into complete outsourcing over the last 12 months, and we now are supporting small and mid-sized companies completely taking over their HR. We've partnered with a payroll company, and we're able to do everything, nuts to bolts, new hire determination, everything in between, including the administration. So that's kind of exciting on the front for us.
So if you're listening to this, you're a small to mid-sized business, and you're trying to do things with a staff person, and you just have a feeling they're just not getting the job done. This is when people call you, right, Audrianne, when they're saying, you know, we can't afford to do this part-time or halfway. We need somebody who can come in and be our partner, feel like we're, you know, they're part of our staff, but they're helping us
absolutely
stay compliant. Because there's we've talked about this before, there's tremendous penalties for not being compliant with all of these laws that are coming at us, right?
Well, and the problem for small businesses, they can't afford an HR department. They can't afford an HR director, an HR administrator, a payroll administrator, a work comp and safety administrator, but they need the knowledge of all of those people. So what we do is we provide them a team that's dedicated to them and their support in all those functional areas and able to provide that for really less than the cost of an HR filing clerk.
That's a tremendous resource, and I'll tell you what, Audrianne's clients sing praises for her like you wouldn't believe. So you have a great operation there. So tell us about this new law requiring paid sick leave in 2015. This seems like they've taken away one of the last options that employers have.
Yes, well, this new paid sick leave law, it actually doesn't begin until July 1st of 2015, although I've already gotten calls from employers who are confused because the posting requirement, it requires a new poster, the posting requirement is effective 1/1/15. So employers have been calling, I'm confused, is it July 1st or 1/1? The answer is you're required to have the poster up now, but actually the law doesn't begin until July 1st. It applies to all private and public employers, no matter what size. So often, sometimes these laws will only apply to employers with, you know, so say 10 or more. This one applies to everyone. So if you have an employee who has worked in California in the last year for at least 30 days or more, they are entitled to paid sick leave under this act. And it includes part-time, full-time, exempt and non-exempt, or hourly and salaried employees. So it pretty much covers everyone as long as they've worked 30 days or more in the past 12 months.
Okay.
So how – go ahead.
No, I was going to tell us more. We've got the ground rules now. Now what?
Okay, so how does it work? Well, for every 30 hours worked beginning July 1st, 2015, or anyone hired after July 1st, they get an hour of accrued sick leave given to them for every 30 hours worked. So at the end, up to a maximum of 3 days. So they get 3 paid sick leave days a year. Now, the employer doesn't have to allow them to use it until after 90 days of employment, even though they start accruing from day one. And what's interesting about this that was not part of sick leave provisions in the past is you have to have a carryover element, meaning you have to allow them to carry over up to 3 days to a maximum of 6 days per year. So the only way to get out from under having this carryover element is to actually just reload everybody every January 1 with 3 new days of sick leave. If you do that, you don't have to do any carryover or keep track of it in that way.
So reload meaning just give it to them all right at the beginning of the year, so you have three days to use in the next year?
Correct.
Use it or lose it?
Correct. You can have use it or lose it as long as you reload on 1-1.
Okay. And so what's behind this law, do you think? I mean, was it just something that needed to be done or?
Well, I think that they've been actually for years, they've been trying to get this passed. At one point, it was 7 paid days. So I guess good news is it's only 3 instead of 7 that did get passed. You know, one thing, too, I want to point out, a lot of employers, and especially our small employers, they already offer great benefits. They may already offer existing sick leave programs or vacation leave programs or paid time off programs. And so they may be asking, does this apply to me if I already have one of those programs? And the answer is, as long as you make available 3 days per year that can be used as sick leave, and you have the carryover functions or reload functions like we talked about previously, then you don't have to make any changes to what you currently offer. So that is good news for a lot of small employers who already do have these provisions for their employee.
So in the PTO programs where they've said, we don't really care if you're sick or not, this is your paid time off, no matter what you want to use it for, is that still okay or does it have to be specifically for sickness?
It's okay.
Okay.
As long as you also allow the paid time off for sickness, which generally most employers do, and you have the carryover provision. Well, as a PTO program, you are going to generally have a carryover provision because California rules require that as well.
Okay. So it's, you know, for employees, it's a good thing, but for a lot of employers switch to part-time to avoid things like having to include some employees on medical insurance and things along those lines a while ago. This could be a tremendous cost for an employer who said, I have 20-hour employees and now I've got to give them another 3 days worth of pay?
Correct.
Basically.
So the employers who did move to a lot of part-time employees, this is going to affect them because, again, as long as somebody worked 30 or more days in the last year, and, you know, that's an average of about 2.5 days a month. And so most part-time employees are going to work the equivalent of about 2.5 days a month or more. And in that case, then they also have to be provided the 3 days of sick leave per year because it applies to both part-time and full-time with No requirement other than they have worked at least 30 days in the past 12 months.
How does the rule define a day when it comes to three days a year? If someone works, say, 8 hours for 2 days and then a four-hour day, and that's their 20 hours, how do they define what is a day?
Well, what they can do is do an average, what their average schedule is. So a day would be what typically their average schedule. So if somebody works an average of 24 hours a week over 3 days, that's 8 hours a day. But so that would be their average daily schedule as well. Really, it's going to be based on what their normal schedule is. You wouldn't pay somebody who was out sick on their four-day scheduled day. You would pay them 8 hours that day. You'd pay them 4 hours. You can actually do a reasonable increment of allowing employees to use this sick leave on a hourly increment, not to exceed 2 hours. So that's kind of good news, too. You can pay them by the hour, and generally that makes better sense, especially if you have part-time employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it could be tricky, though, for the part-timers, because sometimes, especially in groups where, like, say, restaurants, where they need you certain days and certain days they don't. So, I mean, I can see where that could create some, you know, well, we took you off the schedule today because, you know, if somebody calls in, I'm going to be sick tomorrow. Well, you weren't on the schedule anyway, so we're not going to pay you. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It gets tricky when you get into some of these.
Go ahead.
It gets tricky when you get into some of these employment situations.
It does, and I expect we'll see lots of scenarios where we're going to learn from others' mistakes, hopefully nobody that's listening today. There are some pretty stiff fines if you don't follow the program correctly. They range anywhere from $50 to $4,000 for not providing the sick day, pay days, and then $50 each day or portion of a day where a violation has occurred. So again, this could be some pretty steep fines if employers aren't compliant.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be difficult, I think, for service-type businesses where they hire kind of on-demand on a part-time basis, and they need that person there. They don't need to be paying wages for a phantom employee on that particular day. So even if it's 3 days, they now have to double up, and that could be difficult. So this one should be, I think this is going to be an interesting, probably controversial type of a topic. So is this just California that's come out with this, Adrienne?
It is California, but I will tell you that this paid sick leave or some version of it is on the books in a handful of states. So, and I understood that they were considering it on a federal level. So it's a trend. It definitely is a trend that states are going towards.
Now, what are some of the other laws that have come into play or are coming into play? I know there was a bunch of them like last year and the year before. What are some of the areas where people tend to call you and say, you know, I didn't realize this was happening, and now I really need you because we're falling behind in this particular area?
I would say when we talk about most common issues, typically are around wage and hour and paying people properly. Very common questions we get are around travel time. Do I pay mileage? Do I pay time? What's the current travel rate? Even though gas prices, for example, the gas prices have gone down significantly, the IRS mileage rate went up January 1 to, I want to say, 57.5 cents. So it's actually up 1.5 cents from last year. So that's an example. People don't realize that I'm supposed to be paying the IRS rate, or I'm supposed to be paying mileage based on specific costs that it costs to run a vehicle. And it's very burdensome for an employer to think, I'm going to pay a portion, my employee's portion of tires, my employee's portion of insurance, et cetera. So it's just much easier on them to pay the IRS rate. That's an issue. Overtime questions, always an issue. Wage and hour, what's proper overtime? We still get meal period questions, even though we had a Supreme Court decision. So it is a challenge out there for California employers.
Yeah, and also, how about there were a couple of the other issues that have always been a problem the last few years, and that is independent contractor. You know, how do I pay my people that are independent contractors when, or are they independent contractors, which, of course, is a legal issue. And then the other one, which was, how do we build a comp plan for people on commission? And you have to have that much more buttoned down than in the past, right?
That's right. Last year, a law came out that said you had to have that in writing, and there were some specific elements about it and what you needed to have in writing. And I think you and I have even maybe talked about that in the past, but you know, the thing I've always told employers long before the law came along, you want that in writing. Because if there's an issue and somebody's unsure about, if somebody did not get, if they didn't get paid properly, or there's an issue of did they really earn the commissions or not, that's when you'd want it in writing so it doesn't end up as a lawsuit or a claim against the employer. You know, when everyone's selling and everything's buzzing along and going well, it's not an issue. That's not when people tend to care about that. It's when there's a hiccup in the along the way.
And the other huge issue is, of course, at point of termination. That is the point when you want to have made sure you have everything buttoned down and you're ready on that termination date. Because if you miss paying the person or communicating properly, that can really come back to haunt you as well, right?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. I find that still to be something that many employers just aren't aware of, that you have to pay your employee all hours worked, including any accrued vacation time, on the last day worked in California. The only exception to that is if the employee quit with no notice, and notice is considered 72 hours or 3 days. So I still have employers that are, you know, paying on the next pay period, owe my employees direct deposit. But unfortunately, it's very black and white in California, and employees are eligible for a penalty of a day's pay for every day paid late of not getting their final pay. So imagine you put somebody's payroll through on the next paycheck. Maybe it's 7 days from now, they have direct deposit, they said it was okay, but in reality, they will be eligible for what I call a free week of vacation on your dime because you paid them late.
And just the whole hassle, the whole thing. So there's a tremendous amount of needs for your services, and one of the things that you always do well is give people chances to become educated on the changes, and you have an HR summit for 2015 coming up, a seminar. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do, and we would love to have your audience come. It's generally $29, but anyone who mentions that they heard us on your spot, we will let them in at no charge. So that would be exciting. It's 3 hours. It's going to include our employment attorney will be participating. We have some guest speakers. Also, we talk about all the new employment laws for 2015, not just this one, but there's lots more to talk about. We also will be doing an update on immigration reform with an immigration attorney, an update on healthcare reform, an update on work comp reform, and an update on 401k and pensions. So we are partnered with Goodwill of Los Angeles, and we're actually going to have it at their offices in Long Beach. So anyone interested, they're welcome to go to our website at hrnetworkinc.com and learn more about it and sign up. It's on the 21st from 11:30 to 3.
21st of January, 11:30 to 3. Again, go to hrnetworkinc.com and just go there just to find out what's on Audrianne's site. HR Network has a ton of resources for you. But I have been to a couple of these, Audrianne, and people rave about them. You're like the Jimmy Buffett. They're like the parrot heads of the HR world. People just,
well,
I wouldn't miss one of these.
Well, we do try to give a lot of information. Go ahead.
People
we do try to give a lot of information.
People love your conferences. They say they wouldn't miss one. So it was a pleasure to talk with you again. I wish you the best of the new year, and hope to see you and talk to you again soon.
And thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. So please stay with us. And we have another guest coming up right after this.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.